It's a marshmallow world in the winter when the snow comes to cover the ground.
All right, it's Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. So one of Chicagoland's very own, Anderson's Candy, has been making gourmet chocolates in Richmond, Illinois for almost 100 years. And just as making quality candy is a four-generation tradition in their family, giving Anderson's as a gift, especially for the holidays, has become a multi-generational tradition for thousands of others. It is the best chocolate I've ever had, and the Andersons are some of the nicest people I've ever met. And joining us to talk about the holiday sweets this season is Leif Anderson and his daughter, Katie. Hey, guys.
Hey,
how
are
you
doing?
Good to talk to you.
Nice touch, the marshmallow world.
I know, right? I know you got stuff with marshmallow. Are you guys, and I'm just asking, are you working right now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I love that. I love that. You know, I was in Barrington this week for business, and anytime I'm in town, anytime I have a client there that says, "Hey, we'll come to your office," I'll be like, "No, that's okay. I'm coming up to you because then I can stop at your store and I got all kinds of delightful goodies. It is the best chocolate, honestly, I've ever had."
So
what are you making? I mean, there's all kinds of holiday treats that I saw in store. Why don't you tell folks about what you got this year?
Well, right now I'm stocking the melters so that our dippers can dip the chocolates. We took them way down, so we have to get the chocolate all ready for the dippers. I'm looking right at in front of me right now at one of my favorite sponge candy, which I have to take some off the boards as they're drying and get my hands slapped off.
Well, you got to taste them. You got to make sure they're the quality that you expect.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and there's all kinds of holiday treats, because I had to get my Peppermint Crunch candy bar, and I know you have that year-round, but that is, I love your candy bars. You've got the most amazing, amazing sweets, dark chocolate and milk chocolate as well, but what are some of the other holiday things that folks can get, Katie?
Well, let's see. We have peppermint bark this time of year, which is extremely popular. We have it in dark chocolate or white chocolate, and it's kind of thin shards of that chocolate bark with our triple distilled peppermint oil and a candy cane garnish. And when we're making it, the whole building just smells like Christmas. That's very popular. We have a full line of towers of stacks of different sort of chocolates in boxes with beautiful wrapping paper. We have gift baskets in all sorts of sizes from $20 and $30 on up to $100 that are filled with our handmade chocolates, our salted caramels, our truffles, our gourmet sauces and dip lines that we carry. You know, but what keeps us here really late a lot of nights is working on our sort of traditional line of chocolates. All of our, we have just 1.5-pound boxes of deluxe assorted, so it's a little bit of everything in milk and dark chocolate, nuts, fruits, creamy centers, crunchy centers, and boxes of salted caramels and turtles.
And snappers, because the woman that you're talking to right now, my daughter, is a slave driver.
Yes.
And I come in the morning, and she says, "Dad, we need 30 boxes of snappers packed right now. You can do it faster than anybody else. Do it." You know?
Yeah, gotcha. I gotcha.
It's such a fun time of year here. And another popular thing we're working on is all of our candy bars. You mentioned them, Dave. We make 30 different kinds of chocolate-dipped candy bars, and they're really popular for stocking stuffers. And anybody who's been with us, we've been here for 97 years now. So we have lots of customers who are third, fourth, fifth generation, and it's one of the most nostalgic things for our shop, too. They come in these kind of glassine wax paper bags with what they are stamped on the front, and it's such a neat time of year because we get to see customers who we've been with for generations and help them pass on this tradition, too.
Well, I got my almond, which is my favorite, but I also tried this summer, I tried some of the fruit, like the pineapple and the apricot, so amazing. But here's the unique thing about all your bars, guys, is that you go and you test, you know, dozens of different flavors from around the world until you find exactly that right mix.
No, exactly, and that's really evident in our truffle line, which again is incredibly popular at Christmas time. But when I was developing that line, customers had asked me for years to develop that, and I said, "No, I already make too many things. I'll do it when I get time." And 10 years later, I finally had time, and for the whole summer that year, Nobody could leave the candy shop. They came in to buy something if it was one candy bar, and I wouldn't let them leave until they tried at least one of the truffle flavors that we were experimenting with. And the customers voted which nine were the original nine truffle flavors. And out of dozens and dozens that those nine represent the core that we mix and vary from time to time.
And Dad is a super taster, so yeah, when we need apricot, we have apricot samples from Australia, from all over the country, have to have the best apricot and the best ginger, and it's a lot of fun, but sometimes it's, here, try this. What do you think?
Yeah.
Oh, it's my sixth piece of pineapple, Dad.
But everything surrounding this is, you know, raw cane sugar, grade AA Wisconsin butter, Madagascar bourbon, vanilla extract, whole cream. I mean, you're not messing around with any of this. And I will tell you, you know, we stuff stockings with, you know, toys and little other little goodies. But, my kids, and you guys know this, that in the summer, from like May through October, I'm up in Wisconsin quite a bit, so we always stop by, and it's a treat. Mm-hmm. But there's a little lull for about 6 weeks in the wintertime where they don't get it. And when I came home, I had my bag that I already snuck in the basement in our little closet where we've got all of our stuff for the stockings. But then I put a bunch of candy bars on the counter. So when they came home from school on Friday, they were like, you went to Anderson's? That's the excitement my kids have at 15 and 11 and 4 that they get their favorite bars. And I know which one each one of them loves. So that's what makes it so special.
Dave, can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
When you said that you were standing next to the dipper, you're getting the chocolate ready for the dipper.
Leaf, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking of a real special gift I want to give this holiday season. Can I get dipped in the chocolate and give myself as a gift? Because right now I'm salivating at everything.
I have an issue with that, but you're gonna get some chocolate to send home and melt yourself.
There you go. Oh, I like that. A self-melting kit.
That would be nice.
Oh, I'm telling you, Roger.
Whatever you want.
Okay.
And seriously, no baloney. This is the best chocolate in the world. And you've got fudge, you've got toffee. My daughter loves the toffee. And you got it in dark and milk chocolate, pretzels, popcorn. You got sugar-free, gluten-free. So there's great stocking stuffers, great gifts. And
Dave, a question. Yeah. Sorry to interrupt you. We've been getting a lot lately, too, is people come in and they think, well, it's a couple weeks before Christmas. Do I need to wait till closer to Christmas to buy it? And the answer is no. Our candy that we're making now, it's fresh made now, and our candy will be good. Peak freshness, tastes delicious. You can get it now. You don't have to refrigerate it. It's and it'll be good when you open it Christmas morning. And we want to encourage people, if you're new to us or if you want to try us out, let us know. Give us a call because we do make everything here by hand. And on December 20th, I can't turn the turbo button on
or
crank up the machine.
Right.
We do a lot of planning, and we work with humans here, and it's a really wonderful thing.
Exactly.
But we do, getting those orders in early helps us a lot be able to meet the demand when it gets closer to Christmas time.
Well, and great gifts and great corporate gifts, too. So you do these gift towers that I saw in the store that, you know, some of your best items and a nice variety of things that you can combine. And of course, you can look online at AndersonsCandyShop.com and you can see all the different choices that you have there. And you'll ship them to folks. I mean, you've got stores in Richmond and Barrington, but you can ship it out.
Yeah, we send them everywhere. And what we like to tell people is, you know, you got problems for Christmas, give us your problems. Give us your Christmas gifts, whether it's clients or friends or family, and we provide the gift. We provide the card on the gift. We wrap it, and we deliver it to wherever it needs to go. And we'll take care of your problems for you.
Love it.
Yeah,
love
and
it.
There's no business too small. We help a lot of small businesses who only want to send a handful of gifts, and we help a couple of larger construction companies who want to do several hundred. So, you know, we're happy to work with all sizes of customers too.
Absolutely. And you got two locations. Richmond, the original shop, is on Main Street in Richmond, and also on Main Street, coincidentally, in Barrington as well. And again, you want to order this stuff. You know, they're open 24/7. You can do it in your boxers. You don't have to go to the store. You can do it at AndersonCandyShop.com as well. And again,
I'm gonna have to work a while to get that picture out of my head.
That's right.
Dave, Dave, would you mind if I just mention one more thing?
Yeah, sure. Sure, absolutely.
Okay, two quick things. One is we have to thank all of our employees who are working so hard this time of year. We have so many people who come early and stay late, and we have to thank them. So thank you, everybody. Number two is we are doing, this is our fifth year of our Give Back Box campaign.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's something we're just really, really proud of, and it's near to our hearts. In our county, where our Richmond store is, McHenry County, and also in Lake County, where the Barrington store is, there's a clinic, the Family Health Partnership Clinic, and they serve an estimated 20,000 people in this area who don't have health insurance or who are underinsured. And they do things like daily checkups, diabetes treatments, everything. And we help raise money for them during the holidays by selling these special assortments of chocolate called the Give Back Box, and 25% of every sale goes back straight back to the clinic. Last year, we were able to sell almost 1,000 boxes and raise $5,000 for the clinic, which is huge for a little company like that.
It really is. Yeah,
but
no.
Go ahead. Sorry. It's customer-driven, and we're just super proud of this effort. We're doing it again this year. That box includes salted caramels, brown sugar buttercreams, and four of our snappers, which are like a turtle. And they've got these beautiful snowflake covers. And on the back of each box, it talks about the clinic and our mission to help our community. And so we wanted to make sure people know we're doing that again, and we're really happy to be helping the clinic again this year.
You're killing me, because it's the one time of year I don't make you drag and come all the way down to the studio because you're working so hard and you're working overnight to fulfill orders, and I'm dying for some chocolate. But again, folks, visit the shops in Richmond and Barrington, and again on AndersonsCandyShop.com. Great stocking stuffers, great gifts, great corporate gifts, and giving back to the community. Can find it all there again at AndersonsCandyShop.com. Great guys, great talking to you, and I'm hoping to see you in the next few weeks.
Merry Christmas
to you. Have a great Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas to you as well.